Waiting to be interviewed by somebody is an interesting experience. Certainly it's one I'm having right now. I'm sitting here on the terrace of a hotel, a lovely place called the Cliff House Hotel, and I'm expecting Shan Phillips to arrive shortly, and she's going to interview me. And one of the things about it is that I can't actually remember what she wants to interview me about, and it doesn't really matter. This man is just bringing me a cup of coffee, and this is badly needed and much appreciated. And it looks great. I have to say, the Cliff House Hotel coffee looks great, and croissants and butter. Thanks a million. Thank you very much. Oh, I can relax now. Anyway, back to this question of waiting to be interviewed. The range of topics that Shan Phillips could interview me about is quite extensive, because we share a whole load of interests. She's really big into social media, and she's actively uses Twitter. In fact, she uses it a lot more. And she knows about Pinterest. And I know very little about Pinterest. I feel I'm going to learn a lot more about Pinterest. But I don't know much about it. But she certainly knows a good deal about it herself. She's a writer as well. I better not say too much about that in public. But I can tell you that my daughter has had a great experience reading Shan Phillips' writings. Absolutely. I've read them to her while she's been going to bed. So, you know, I have a daughter, a writer. I am a writer, storytelling. The interview could be about storytelling. Could be more businessy. It could be about strategic use of social media for the purpose of business. You know, it could be about that serious matter. I suppose it could be about anything, really. It could be she might be interested in the fact that I also write poetry. And in preparing for the interview, I would prefer not know what it's about, to be honest. I'd find it a bit tight, I suppose, or hamper my style. My style is raw, crude, and you get what you get coming out of my mouth at the time, and I'm as interested in what I'm saying out of my mouth, you know, as I could be, because I sometimes, you know, I don't really know what I'm going to say next. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say next. It isn't a pre-planned matter. I didn't plan that man would come along and deliver the coffee in the middle of the audio booth. It did actually. Oh, this is such a good coffee. It reminds me. And it tastes good too. Oh, it's very, very good. I'm going to do a bit of name dropping. I was sitting outside in the land of Chateau Margaux in France on summer holidays. And while I was sitting there on summer holidays, we went to a little cafe. And actually it was more like a small hotel, really. Tiny hotel, much smaller than Cliff House, one here, about a quarter the size of it or something. It was one of these very tasteful French places in a very tasty piece of French countryside surrounded by very tasty, grapes that would cost you a fortune to squeeze them. Because Chateau Margaux is, you know, one of the great places. But the point I make about this is that I got a cup of coffee there and I took the photograph of it. And I actually said to myself and my wife and a few people since, I said, isn't that the best looking cup of coffee? Nothing to do with taste, but isn't that the best looking cup of coffee you've ever seen in your life? And I'm now going to photograph, provided I don't drink it all while I'm talking to you, the Cliff House Hotel coffee. It's just that there's so much lovely brown stuff, you know, that kind of gorgeous brown stuff that comes on the top of coffee. Now, there's a incredible woman who does audio just about coffee. And she's something like, I can't remember. I follow her and I listen to her. And she, you know, she would give you a much better explanation. But whatever the brownie stuff that goes on the top of black coffee, this one has such a patina on it. It really does look as if it had been laid down carefully. Anyway, I better shut up and eat these croissants. I'll take a photograph of the butter and the two little bijou croissants. I don't do milk in my coffee, so I'll push the old hot milk away. A little silver jug of sugar. The only sugar I ever like are very exotic sugars, which are... These aren't exotic enough for my taste. Oh, they have to look like they're crystallized something. Brown bits of sugar. I don't really do sugar. I've got a wasp here too, by the way. So it's a good old thing. So anyway, look, that's it. I've got pre-interview nerves, which I'm calming by talking to you. And the main thing is to empty my mind of preconceptions and be fresh into the conversation. You know, that's what Jane Boyd has taught me, really. You just have to be open to a new experience and enjoy talking to the human being who's going to come and talk to you. And what she does with the interview, well, you know, that's her right to do what she wants as a, in her role as a journalist. She can get me to say whatever she wants and do whatever she wants with it. And I wish her well. Anyway, Sean, I'm going to stop this and hope you turn up soon.